Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is great and greatly to be praised. God has a powerful message for us today. I want everybody to go grab your Bibles because you're going to need them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be prayerful for the word at this time that God will bless me to be a vessel that he uses just one more time. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, I thank you and I give you the praise, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to be a vessel that you use, Lord God, to speak to the people, Lord God, the world today, Lord God. Get in contact with their minds, get in contact with their hearts, Lord God, hallelujah. Open up their ears that they might hear you, Lord God, calling them through your word, Lord God, before it's everlastingly too late, Lord God. Allow me to decrease, Lord God, so that you can increase, oh Lord, hallelujah, because it's your word, Lord God, is going to count, hallelujah, every last bit of it, and bless us to receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord again. I am so glad to be here today. I am hoping that everybody got their fill of turkey, that everybody got to hang out and make rededications and get in contact with family members that they haven't seen in a while. That's what the Thanksgiving holiday is all about. You know, just families coming together and giving thanks unto God for how he's blessed you. And hopefully, I wish that everything would go well for you for the remainder of your holiday weekend. But now we're going to get into the word of God. That being said, amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to be speaking from Ephesians 4 today. And you're going to have to probably turn a couple more pages because this is how God uses me. So just stay tuned. And God's going to put it all together for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, there's some things that are going on in the world today that mankind just doesn't understand. But the word of God has already prophesied about, hallelujah, things that are going to happen during these last days. And we are truly in the last days, saints, friends, sinners. We're in the last days. So if you are not a saint, you are a sinner. Glory be to God. And you need to become a saint if you're planning on getting out of here when the rapture comes. See, God's message is all about souls being prepared to leave here because you got to move. Like the old saints used to sing, when Lord God is ready, you've got to move. You can't stay here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants to take you to higher ground. Amen. Those of you that are prepared. But the problem today is that the people just will not endure sound doctrine. They're believing all kind of tall tales and fantasies about what God is going to do and what he's not going to do when God makes it plain in this word clearly what he's going to do and what he's not going to do according to, hallelujah, his holy word. So things will be well with you if you obey the word of God and trust in it and understand it. Number one, glory be to God, not that it be misrepresented in your life today by people that are sitting there telling half truths and lying to you. Glory be to God for filthy lucre's sake, so they can have money in their collection plate and do all these dastardly things that are despicable in the sight of God. I said this despicable in the sight of God. Why? Because the people that you are deceiving are going to go to hell right along with you. Glory be to God. Yeah, that's a message to all these ministers that are out there lying. I'll say it again. You're out there lying. Shame on you. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, glory be to God, I'm going to start at verse number 18. We're going to reverse it today because God says so. I'm just going to do what God says as always in Jesus' name. So he's speaking to a dying world today. He's speaking to the saints of God today. He's speaking, hallelujah, Lord God, to a sinner man today. He's speaking to the King of England today, the Queen of England. Hallelujah. Speaking to, hallelujah, glory to God, the President of the United States. He's speaking to you, ordinary man. Glory be to God. Having the understanding darkened. Look out now. Glory be to God. God is talking to you. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Look at what God is telling you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because of the blindness of what? Their heart. Glory be to God. God is not interested, glory to God, in the outwardness. Hallelujah. Glory to God, in the outer show, in your performance, in whatever you're doing, in your lip service. God is interested. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, in the inner circumcision of your heart. That's why when he saves you and fills you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, he takes out that old stony heart and puts in fleshly tables. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he can write his law on the inside of it. Hallelujah. Through the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, that you might not sin against him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How many times does God have to tell you, glory be to God? It's going to take an almighty Savior to save you. Glory be to God. It's going to take the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God in the highest. But so many people are talking about their services of spirit filled, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Impossible. You cannot have a spirit filled service without the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It is impossible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You preachers ought to stop lying today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's impossible to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost without signs, hallelujah, of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. That is Bible. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is nowhere you can show me in this Bible that people receive the gift of the Holy Ghost without speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. Thank you, Jesus. It's the same Spirit he poured out on the day of Pentecost. The same Spirit he poured out on Azusa Street. It's the same Spirit he's pouring out today. You lying ministers, shame on you. That's right. I said it. I am fed up with this. If you think I'm fed up, God is more fed up with it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you're leading people, hallelujah, glory to God, to a devil's hell right along with you. Glory be to God. Because they're believing these lies that you're spewing in the name of Jesus. Shame on you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Now watch this here. This is where God is trying to get you to. We're going to go up to verse number 13. Till we all come in the unity of faith. That's what God wants us to do. Till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, whose name is Jesus, by the way. Thank you, Lord. Unto a perfect man, who's Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of who? Christ. Not of man, but of Christ. God is trying to take you up a little higher, people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All you people that are religious, God hates religion. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He didn't come for religion. He came, hallelujah, to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. So if you got religion and don't have salvation, you're going to a devil's hell. Thank you, Jesus. That's why, hallelujah, glory be to God. God has me come on this show. Thank you, Jesus, on this program that's being aired right now. Thank you, Jesus, to wake up a dying world. All those that are under, hallelujah, the unction of my voice that will hear, hallelujah, glory to God, the voice of God speaking. Because I'm just a vessel that he uses. Come on out of the world. Hallelujah. Because God, hallelujah, glory to God's people are peculiar people. They're separated unto him. They're not like the world. Thank you, Jesus. Quit trying to be like the world. God is trying to wake you up today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Till we all come in the unity of faith. See, God wants everybody to come because he died for everybody. Thank you, Jesus. But God recognizes, he understands that everybody is not going to agree with him. Everybody's not going to believe him. Everybody's not going to get saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But once again, God wants me to let you know, hallelujah, that everybody in hell believes him. In the name of Jesus, there isn't one soul that's in hell that does not believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's not one soul in hell that doesn't understand that Jesus is God and God is Jesus, that he means what he says and he says what he means. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, these preachers that are preaching this get well, get quick, rich, hallelujah, prosperity message, shame on you. Glory be to God. This microwave salvation does not work. Thank you, Jesus. Because it's not of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God is a right now God. Thank you, Jesus. But there are things that you must do. Hallelujah. To qualify. Thank you, Jesus. To be a part of the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why God says in 13, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That 14, that we henceforth be no more children. God is so sick of this. Hallelujah. You're acting like little children. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He started off with adults, didn't he? He made Adam and Eve. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He didn't make them as little children, did he? He made them as adults. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We henceforth be no more little children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Hallelujah. These people can tell you anything and you believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They tell you that all this ain't necessary to be saved and you believe it. They tell you that baptism in Jesus' illustrious name is not necessary for you to be saved and you believe it. Glory be to God. When the Bible clearly states, hallelujah, that you are to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, there is nowhere in this Bible that you can show me, hallelujah, the ceremony of baptism performed without the name of Jesus Christ. There's going to be some smart aleck that's going to say, well, what about when it said be baptized in the name of the Lord? What's the Lord's name? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's going to be some smarter that's going to say, well, he said, they go ye therefore and baptize him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Well, what are those titles, entities, out of the glory of God, purpose? There's no phrase that's equal. Jesus. He's the Father in creation. He's the Son in redemption. And he is the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. To obey 28:19 in the book of Matthew, you must baptize in the name of Jesus Christ by immersion in water. Thank you, Jesus. God is hallelujah trying to get somebody's attention today that they might come on out from among them and be ye separate unto a thrice holy God. Thank you, Jesus, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Again, you preachers, shame on you that aren't preaching the true unadulterated word of God. But there's somebody out there, hallelujah, that wants to be saved. There's somebody out there that's happy about Jesus. There's somebody out there that wants to live for him. Glory be to God today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now watch this here. I told you we're going to have to turn a few pages. Habakkuk chapter number 2, we're going to be at verse number 18. I'll give you a few seconds to get there. It's after Nahum, by the way, for those of you that aren't interested, that aren't familiar with your Bible. Thank you, Jesus. Go by Amos, go by Obadiah, and just keep turning. You'll get to Habakkuk. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 18. Some people pronounce it Habakkuk. Glory be to God. However you pronounce it, it's hallelujah, Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 18. Glory be to God. And it says this. Everybody got it? Great. It says this. What profit if the graven image that the maker thereof have graven it, the molten image, and a teacher of what lies, that the maker of his work trusted therein to make dumb idols. They have no power. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. These things that you're making with your own hands, these things that you're creating in your own mind, they have no power because they're not filled with the anointing of God. They're not filled with the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They have absolutely, positively no power, but yet you sit there and you worship, but yet you sit there and you praise everything but the thrice holy God. Hallelujah. The one and only Savior of the world, the living King of kings and Lord of lords. We're getting to come into the holiday season. Glory be to God. Don't you know that Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, is the only reason why we can celebrate this thing in the name of Jesus Christ? Before Jesus came, there was no holiday season. Thank you, Jesus, celebrating Christmas. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You guys take this thing way out of context here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, bless this wonderful name today. What profit? What kind of gain are you going to get? He's asking this question. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mankind has invented all kinds of things to take the place of God, and it becomes their God. Thank you, Jesus. These reality shows are full of people. Hallelujah, glory to God. That glory to God, have all these people watching. Glory be to God. You got people that go on social media. Glory be to God. And they got all these people following them. Thank you, Jesus. But who's following Christ? And that becomes your idol, and that becomes your graven image, and that becomes what you praise, what you worship, what you adore, what you spend all your time on in the name of Jesus. And it ain't going to amount to a hill of beans. Thank you, Lord. When the final analysis of things, the only thing that's going to matter in the final analysis is, are you saved? Did you do, hallelujah, glory to God, what the word of God says? Hallelujah. According to God's holy word, hallelujah, is your name found in the Lamb's book of life when they open a book and when they open a book again in the name of Jesus? Are you going to be standing on the right hand of God during a great white throne judgment? Glory be to God. So many people think you are because you've been lied to by some pastor, by some minister, by some reverend, by some evangelist, by some so-called apostle. And Christ only, in hallelujah, glory to God, made 12 of those. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I've never seen so many apostles in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Because everybody wants a title today. They got to be a big shot. Thank you, Jesus. I'm apostle this. I'm apostle that. I'm apostle this. Lies. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, bless this wonderful name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, God said he can make disciples out of you. You ought to know your Bible, but he didn't say nothing about no apostles. Learn your Bible. and shut up until you do, in the name of Jesus Christ. You need to come on out to Bible class, and hallelujah, glory to God, at Effectual Praise, hallelujah, 3304, hallelujah, Rolling Ridge Avenue, where you can get the truth, hallelujah, glory be to God, and you can ask all the questions that you want and need to about the Word of God, hallelujah, and God will answer you through the man of God under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ. Time out for this nonsense. Time out for this foolishness. God is sick of it. He's trying to get somebody's attention today, and he might say he's beating you up today, but he ain't. He's trying to love you. Thank you, Jesus, because he loves you so much. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's going to cut some people today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He's going to tear down, hallelujah, glory be to God, some things that he can build it back up and restore it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because what you built with your hands is not going to prosper. You're building graven images. You're building idols. You're building false temples of worship. Thank you, Jesus. And you've got the people flocking to it and coming to it and thinking that they're praising God, but they ain't praising God. They ain't worshiping, because the Bible says, hallelujah, that those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you don't have God's spirit. So how can you worship? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But see, they won't tell you that. Glory be to God. Because they don't know their Bible, most of them. And then those that do, they'll tiptoe and dance all around it. Glory be to God. Because they know the people, hallelujah, don't want to have any accountability. So they won't make you have any accountability. So they won't preach the word. They won't be instant in season and out of season. But they'll tiptoe and dance all around it so you can continue to come. Hiding in a non-denominational church, same on you. Hiding in a Kojic church, same on you. You Kojic people ought to wake up. Thank you, Jesus, and look out. Hallelujah. How can you, glory to God, believe in the Holy Ghost but don't believe in baptism in Jesus' name? Ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. I try and talk to everybody as much as I possibly can. They're always trying to deny Jesus' name. How can you deny Jesus' name when Jesus is the Savior of the world? Glory be to God. Well, then some people say, well, how come they got the Holy Ghost? Well, you get the Holy Ghost the minute you repent in your heart. Glory be to God. Then what does God tell you to do? Be baptized in the name of the Lord. What's the name of the Lord? Jesus. There's no ifs, ands, buts, ors, or nors about it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. People are so confused because what they're building, hallelujah, glory to God, is a, hallelujah, a religion, and God is not interested in it because you built it with graven hands. It has not been established on the word of God. Hallelujah. Bless this wonderful name today. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But it's been built, hallelujah, glory to God, with your own minds, with your own image, with your own likeness, through the deception of the great deceiver, who is Satan, hallelujah, who told the first lie, and he hasn't stopped lying since. Glory be to God, because he's in a fixed state by God. He was kicked out of glory. Thank you, Jesus. Falling down to the world. Thank you, Jesus. Fell right to earth. Fell like lightning. Thank you, Jesus. And he's been eternally fixed to be evil. Glory be to God. And God has fixed an eternal place for his final resting place, which is called hell, which is enlarging itself without measure to accommodate, hallelujah, all your children of disobedience. All you that, hallelujah, glory to God, are trying to make a profit with your hands and your graven images and your things of worship, hallelujah, that have nothing to do with the edification of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Watch what 19 says. Whoa! I didn't say it. The word of God says it. Whoa! Unto, hallelujah, glory to God. Whoa! Unto, I'm going to say it one more time. Whoa! Unto him that saith to the wood, awake, and to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. It ain't going to do nothing. Hallelujah! Glory be to God. Be high, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. People got this thing so messed up in their mind, they're believing anything. You Scientology people, God, please. People are just making up religions, Scientology and mysticism and all kind of other nonsense that has nothing to do with Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But that's what God is talking about today. You made this, you created that. And he's saying, whoa, wake up. Unto him that saith to the wood, awake, to the dumb stone, arise, it shall teach. It ain't going to do nothing. Glory be to God, but cause you to go to a devil's hell. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver. You made it look all pretty, though. You got it looking like it's something holy. You got it looking like it's something worthy, but it ain't worthy of nothing. God is trying to get your attention today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, it looks so pure, it looks so beautiful, it looks so outstanding. Those of you that have got only God that go to these cathedrals where they got all of these tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, and they're in these great big temples and in these coliseums, and everything looks so lovely. Glory be to God. But if that's not been, hallelujah, edified with the word of God, and that's not been edified with the spirit of God, thank you, Jesus, it's been made by hands, hallelujah, under the, hallelujah, glory to God, the deception of some deceiving preacher, thank you, Jesus, that is running, hallelujah, the church as a business for its own profit and own gain. Thank you, Jesus. But God is going to deal with that soul, and I'm prayerful that they'll repent. I'm prayerful that they're turning lives around, because God wishes that none would perish, but all come to repentance. He's trying to get somebody's attention today out there in radio land. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be fooled by the okey-doke. Don't be, hallelujah, glory to God, be hoodwinked. Don't accept anything less than God's word in its pure unadulterated form. Don't accept anything less than the love of Jesus Christ. Don't accept anything else but the salvation that's found, hallelujah, glory to God, in Acts 2:38, which is God's formula for salvation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He wants to see you saved. God bless everybody in the name of Jesus Christ.